Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Evangelist Lauren Dillman, and I come saying hello, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I hope you were able to concentrate on the reason that we were having celebrating the day, and not so much of the commercial ideas that we have out here and getting involved in all of the debt, you know, going into debt just to give to the same ones that you've been giving to all year long. But hopefully you were able to go out and just provide some needs for someone and, you know, just to see what it is that's on their mind. What's going on out in the true world, you know? God has all creation. So everyone around you, everyone that in nursing homes in your city, in your community, that's a part of you. That should be a part of your finances in some kind of way. It should be about helping build up. It should be about giving out the word that's inside of you, sharing it with someone. Amen? It should be about making sure that no one is out there suffering alone. It should be about just asking God and being in prayer, you know, what is it that you want me to do for you on your birthday today? As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we celebrate the reason that Jesus Christ was born, the reason that God gave his only begotten son to us, the reason that Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross for us. We celebrate the reason why God is who he is, which is love. God is love, and he loved us so much that he gave. And so we, in return, we should love our sisters and brothers so much that we give. And then how, as we as believers, can be an example, as Jesus wants to us, to the sinner man that doesn't know Christ? How can we be that example? And it's definitely not about what we drive or who we hang with and how much we spend and how many gifts we have under our tree. But it's about how we love the community. It's about how we love our families. It's about how we love ourselves. It's about how we love even the one that we haven't met, but we see that they have a need. It's about how we love our communities, our cities, our states, even when we come down to who we're voting for. It's about how we represent Christ and how we're wanting to be with the one and help promote the ones, vote for the ones that are going to be promoting Christ. You know, again, we repeat that we may have endured terrible things in our lives, and we may have been deeply wounded in the process of living this life. But there is hope. And we can harness our emotion, taking control of this powerful force within us. Sure is possible. Genuine healing can occur if you're just willing to allow the Father to set us free. Set us free from some of the things that is down off inside of us, that is bogging us down, that is holding us down, that is depressing us, and we're willing to set it free. Now, in some cases, in order to be set free, you're going to have to speak that thing out to somebody. You're going to have to speak it out loud to someone. You know, you got to also tell yourself, this happened to me. You've got to admit to the fact that someone has done the wrong against you. You know, most people have the idea that Christianity is defined by praying, giving, sharing their faith, and then good. But genuine faith is also a daily yearning for more knowledge, for more closeness with the Lord. Genuine just searching for, you want more intimacy with the Lord. You know, a believer's spirit can be wholly satisfied with the presence of Jesus Christ living within. And then yet still they can remain thirsty for deeper communion with him. We should yearn for more. And I heard one pastor just kind of put it like this, and I'm sure you may have heard it before, but you know how it was when you first met that person that you fell in love with, or that item that you fell in love with, and it was just an excitement deep down inside of you, right? And you may say, I'm not going to tell nobody about her or him. It's not the right time. But you just couldn't help yourself. And before you know it, you were excited to just show somebody, look at him, you know, look at her. Look what I have possessed. Look at my new car. What is it that you're in love with? And you just got that yearning feeling inside that you don't ever want to go a day without being with this person or this item. Amen? And even though at the beginning you're really just dating the person that they want you to see, you know, you haven't truly even met the person who they really are yet. Amen? Amen? You know, all of it's a kind of a proportion of it is a facade at first. You know, you hold back a couple of the things that you know that you normally would do, you know. You were even out there to tell you that, hey, I'm just who I am, I'm real. But there are still some things about you that you say, well, maybe not yet, not yet. I'm not going to show that, not yet. But we get so excited about that. And then we will spend money to make sure that we show our excitement towards that thing or that person. We'll do so much. You know, we're going through our day and we're anxious to get on the phone just to hear your voice. Are you following me? You know, we're anxious just to see what your reaction is to this story now that I have to tell about how my day was. Or what my plans are now for the holiday coming up. My plans are going to change because things have changed in my life, right? So we get that excitement that we want to know more about you. We want to know more about what makes you smile. We want to know more about what makes my car perform the best. We want to know more. We want to come to a more closer communion with you. We want to develop an intimacy with you. Hallelujah. And that's the same yearning that we must start praying and asking God for him. Again, you know, your spirit can be your believer, and we got that. And so you know that the presence of Jesus Christ is living within you. But still, you should have a thirst for deeper communication with him. Hallelujah. See, one of Christianity's basic principles is that the more we know the Lord, the more we want to learn about him. Because we're learning just what we were just talking about in those relationships. When we yearn to learn, know more about him, that's what we're doing. We're just yearning to learn his character, yearning to learn his personality. So we just get that yearning to just learn out just about all of the love things that he is, because he is love. He is power. And we want to learn about his power. We want to learn about how he thinks, his thoughts about the situation that I'm in right now, his thoughts about the situation that I'm looking to go into. You know, even as Christians, as believers, it is so many times that we can get into situations that we never ask the Lord anything about. We start businesses without even going before the Lord. Yes, we do. We get into marriages without even praying about it, without even going before the Lord. We take positions. We move our families around the country. We do all kinds of things that our flesh tells us this is the thing to do. And we just decide to make up our mind and do it on our own. And then a lot of times when we find out that, well, this is not taking me where I thought it was. This doesn't taste the way that the aroma smells. Are you following me? Are you there right now? Are you in a situation like that right now?
You turn around and now you've got a spouse that you're waking up to every morning that you're like, who is this person? Why are we together? There's nothing that we have in common any longer. Because you've already scraped up all the nice frosting off the cake. And now you get to the cake and you're like, I don't even choose this flavor. Why am I in this situation? But now you look up and you knock it's a knock at your bedroom door, and you got two or three little babies running in there, jumping on the bed, and you're just like, wow. Now I've got to change not just my life. I will destroy their lives by moving out of this, but it's not working like this. And either way, though, this is not what I thought it was going to be. This is totally different. So we see these things that our flesh desires without even concerning our Father, without even getting that answer from Him or His thoughts about the situation. Amen? We should want to learn more about Him. So if we're to seek God rather than our worldly riches, if we're to seek God more than our worldly desires, then our desire for Him must be stronger than any other longing that we have. And I know sometimes we get in predicaments where it feels like we have to make this decision right here, right now. You know? That salesperson will tell you, but I only have it for this price right here, right now. He said, well, you know, I want to think about it for a minute. Well, I'm not, you know what? I can't say that it'll be here. You know, I can't say that it'll be here, but right here, right now, this is what we have for you. But our yearning has to be so strong to learn what He thinks about that situation that we must just decide that whatever it is, if it's gone, it's gone. If it's for me, it will be there for me. If it's for me, if that one's gone, He has a better one for me. Amen? So we need to seek God rather than the worldly riches. And our desires just have to be much stronger than anything else. Anything else. On one of the other radio broadcasters, we had spoke about, we learned that we gain life's good things. What God's will for us by seeking Him. We learn His good things by seeking Him. As we seek Him, we'll find Him. As we seek Him, we'll know Him. As we seek Him, we become closer to Him. Again, as we seek Him. Amen? That's when we find the good things. That's when we stop knocking on every door looking for opportunity and someone opens the door. And you ever saw the show in this knockout? You open some of the doors and something is there just ready to knock you out. Knock you off of your feet. Yeah, even that pretty shiny door, even that door that you pay so much to open, even that door can have a knockout behind it. And I'm not talking about a fine knockout. The fine is stopped right there at the outside. Once you try to open to see what's on the inside, see, that's when you find the hatred. That's when you find the envy and the jealousy. That's when you find the domestic violence inside. That's not what you thought you was going to find behind that door. He or she looked all good on the outside. He or she did all the things that you thought you was wanting on the outside. You didn't even give it a chance to carry it before the Lord. You didn't even give it a chance to talk about it with your pastor, your leader. To just pray about it for a little bit. Let someone else. Let's see what the real deal is behind this fellow. You know, in the ministry, I hear about a lot of different very, very negative situations that go on between people. And in the ministry, I hear as they divorce or finally have got away from this negative experience in life. Same individual may be out there again, as we say, on the market, looking for his love, looking for her right person. And you look at the situation that they just came out of. No gap, no space, no growth, no breathing room, just right back out there. Now they're looking for you. Now you're looking for him. Now you're looking for her, and she's looking for you. And what he or she wasn't able to destroy in the first marriage, the first relationship, now they have some tips on how to destroy in that area too. You know, we have to be more careful. We talk about, but are we really opening our eyes and looking for the enemy out here on this battlefield? See, we know that we're out here on the battleground. You got to realize that. Then how can you not keep your eyes open for such an occasion to be stolen from? That's just like putting all your riches inside of your home, but even open the door, leaving the door wide open, and you're just leaving. We've got to guard our relationship with God, guard our hearts in such a way that these are our riches. Young ladies, when you're showing your breasts everywhere you go, and it's just accustomed to you now, when you're showing your figure and everything about you that comes with you, you're showing the whole package. Did you know that that's just an invitation to be stolen from? Don't you know that everything you have as a treasure is inside of you? It's more important than what you're able to show someone. Again, let's refer back to this, your place, your home, and you have all your riches stored there. But you're just going to leave the door wide open so everyone can take a peek in and see. And then you're surprised when someone tries to steal some of it. You see, the best thing you have is you, your relationship with Christ. Why are you so anxious to just give up anything, any part of you? Give away your jewels. Give away your treasures. And then we're shocked when we find out that someone doesn't treasure your treasures. But you said, but I'm important enough to be treasured. Why is they just treating me any kind of a way? Because they know you have free treasures. Anytime they want to, they can come up in there and see your treasures. They can just walk by you and see everything that you got to offer. But somebody else maybe give them their mind a little bit more trouble. They got to figure out what's going on with this person. They see that they got to get to know this person just to see who they really are. See, they don't meet that person, and that person automatically start running off their whole life history to them, telling all the bad things to some other guy a girl has done to them. No, they start telling you about them. They start listening and wanting to know about you. We've got to be more important to ourselves than what we're showing right now today in 2013. You know, pursuing the Lord doesn't simply imply abandoning your plans and or abandoning your dreams or moving them out of the way. It simply means that we prayerfully subject our hopes to his will. We prayerfully take our dreams and desires to the Lord. We prayerfully look over what we have and then present it to him for his correction if needed. It's just like your child. You've given the assignment, and they do the homework, and then they bring it to you to check it, right? And then there's times that you have to make corrections to it. It's not that you destroy the whole thing and say, you know, forget it. You're not going to be able to do any of it. But you correct it if needed. Amen? Or when they start to learn to dress themselves, they may get it a little wrong sometimes. But it's their desires, it's their hopes that they can dress themselves. So you may have to reposition the buttons at times. You may have to turn the belt around or do something different. Amen? You may have to put the shoes on the correct feet. But it doesn't mean that their desires to dress themselves is thrown away. God knows your desires. He sees your heart, and he just wants to fill your heart, your dreams, with the desires that he has for you, that you can prosper, that you can grow, that you can truly have happiness. You wouldn't let that same child just run out in the rain without the rain gear on, even though they have a desire to go out and play with their friends. You want them to go play. You want them to have a good time. You want them to be in joy and peace. But you still have to check it out. If they just ran on outside without you saying, you would get on them. Bring them back in. Reposition everything. Get them clothed for the climate outside, and then you would release them. That's all it is that we are to do as believers. We are to bring our heart desires to the Lord. Truly, honestly, open up before the Lord. Our dreams. And just prayerfully, we present them to the Lord. Amen. Ask God, put this in your will. This is my dream. This is my desires. Line it up with your will in my life. See, if we strive to just know God, our desires change to reflect him. When we come into a closer relationship with God, our desires start to reflect his. So we'll notice as time goes by, as he's redesigning ours to make it look like his will, it's less and less that he has to redesign. We're becoming closer into the image of God. We're becoming closer to the will of God. We're more now in taking our own desires and our own dreams, and we're lining them up with the word of God. Amen? We're lining them up in our prayer talk with the Lord. Even on our jobs, we're trying to do the things now that would line up to God. We're not just going to mistreat somebody just because we have a higher title than them. Come on now. Amen? Amen. So we've got to strive to know God so our dreams start to reflect and look like him. You know, our Father in turn takes no responsibility for his children and puts our goals within reach. Amen? Our Father, in turn, he takes all the responsibility, all the joy, all the excitement. He loves looking out for you. You are his creation. So he takes that responsibility for all of us, and he puts our goals within our reach. It's not like they're so far out. It's just that we're going the wrong way to get in. We're knocking on the wrong doors, and he said, this is the door I have right here that carries you to your dreams, that carries you to those desires that you have right now. He gives us all of the good things that our God-shaped heart wants. As long as our heart has his desires in it, he gives to us. You know? But sometimes we're just knocking on the doors that has the most flashing lights. We're knocking on the doors that is the most popular in 2000, whatever year we're in. We're knocking on the doors that says, yes, it looks good to stand beside this door. I want everybody to see me standing beside this door. We knock on the doors that actually has the best beat, the best rhythm, and we forget about what the lyrics are saying. Satan can be telling you personally, I'm coming after you. I'm taking exactly everything that you have today. Watch out for me. But the beat is so tight that you don't even hear all of that. You just want to hear what you think you hear. That's what everybody else is listening to. That's the most popular person that's out right now. So you spend all your time and energy knocking on that wrong door. And then when you finally get that door open, you say, I've been working hard to get this door open. You finally get that door open and you get knocked down. Your heart is not shaped with the desires of God. So how does a Christian go about seeking the
the God, supply his and her needs. How do you go about seeking that God? The one that will keep you from keep knocking on the wrong doors over and over and over again. How do you seek that God? You seek that God by just studying his word. You seek that God by just asking for his revelation. Every believer who genuinely wants to be trained in the Father's ways can expect his instruction. Seek me, I, you will find me. If you want to be trained in his ways, he will give you his instructions. He's not going to withhold it from you. If you truly want to be trained in his ways, he will give you his instructions. And then when we receive the new knowledge of God, our desires for him will be kind of like dry twigs, you know, touched by a flame. It will just explode. And the more we seek to learn about him, the more we want to know about him, the more time we want to spend with him, the more we get excited about what he's doing in our life. We get excited about knowing him has done this for me. We get excited and we're going to tell somebody about his love. Amen? Well, we hit New Year's Eve. Coming up here in just a few more hours, we'll be spending New Year's Eve somewhere. What a great opportunity it is just to tithe and give God the first tenth of your day for New Year's Eve. You know, and if you say that I haven't even prayed to God, this is a great time to start your prayer life, to make a habit of it. To just say, I'm going to make my desires. I'm going to make sure that whatever I do, then my desire starts to become a little bit more about Jesus. Let me know about this Jesus for myself. Let me have my own personal relationship. But this is your opportunity. And it's very simple. If you just repeat after me. You know, Jesus has a glorious moment just for you. That flame, that falling in love, that feeling to carry with you, just for you. That you could carry and just ignite at any time. I don't care how long you've been knowing him, your relationship can still get more fresher, more exciting. You can get that feeling like you just met him all over again. And if this is your opportunity, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to introduce you to that friend, that person that's going to be beside you, that's going to walk with you, the best friend that you'll ever have. And as you say these simple words with your mouth and just believe them in your heart, then you will be born again. It's that simple. You know, Jesus said that I invite you to come and learn from me. Then here's your chance to invite him to come and live inside of you. Here we go. Jesus, I invite you into my life. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me with your precious blood. I believe that you are the Son of God and you were sent by him to die on the cross for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Amen. It's just that simple. Congratulations, you are a new creature in Christ. Through this simple prayer, God has forgiven you and delivered you out of the power of darkness. And he is now bringing you into a kingdom of his dear Son. This is your glorious moment. And all of heaven is rejoicing with you. And because we know it's very important that you let someone know about your decision to follow Christ, I want to hear from you. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Walkwithmegod@aol.com. You know, you have a clean slate with God right now. Old things have passed away. You are a new creature in Christ right now. Well, then, I encourage everyone to be safe. Take care of yourself on this New Year's Eve. everyone we're speaking to tonight will not make it into New Year's. Take care of yourself this New Year's Eve. That means eat right. Don't overindulge. That means take some time to do some kind of physical activity. Love your neighbors. Love your neighborhood. Reach out from beyond just you and touch someone with the word of God. Okay? Well, you know what? Why don't you stop by tomorrow? Let me know how it went for you. And we'll bring in a new year, okay? All right, well, this is your host, Minister Von Dillon, signing off tonight, saying God loves you. He is love, and he's waiting to work his miracles in your life. Don't open the wrong door, okay? Good night.